Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Let me begin with this. Do you like putting things together? Are you handy, crafty, good at building something? Are you an engineer? Well, I am awful at this. But occasionally, there will be something like this that needs doing, and I have to settle down and try to follow the instructions and piece together parts that will make a whole. A recent example was to put together a structure for a cat. It is one of these things that the cat can climb up on and sit at the top of at a certain height, which cats like. So we come home from the pet shop lugging this big box, and I ask the clerk at the store, "How easy is it to put this thing together?" As usual, in a very friendly manner, with that salesman tone to his voice, he assures me, "Oh, it's so easy." "Uh-huh," I mutter to myself. I smile, but inside I am thinking, "There is no way this will be easy." And sure enough, I open the box and find the instructions, and then I spread out everything the box says I need on the floor. And I take inventory of every bolt and screw and piece of laminated wood. I seem to have everything, and then I try to read the directions. I don't know about you, but this remains one of my life's biggest mysteries. Why cannot these companies write instructions such that the non-engineers among us can actually understand what is written/pictured? A few sentences in, and I am already frustrated. But on and on I go, trying to build this perch for the kitty cat. She was even watching me with a high level of doubt in her pretty little eyes. I just know she was thinking, "There's no way this idiot can do this. Cats are so judgmental." But she was right. Maybe it's that felines are just discerning. Well, I worked at this thing, fearful that I was missing a part or screwed in the wrong place or, worse, missed a step. In the end, with the help of a friend, we were victorious, and there she sits, the little furball, all fat and happy. A real fat cat. Anyway, as I was working on this, frustrated, I had this thought. In order to understand how something fits together, it is important to get the first part of the instructions right. Because until you understand step 1, 2, and 3, you will never understand steps 4, 5, and 6. Or, get the early steps wrong and it will all be wrong. Well, let me tie this into what we are up to in the Bible. We want to understand Melchizedek, and ultimately we want to understand Jesus Christ. But we cannot totally understand them until we first understand the Levitical priesthood. If I was supposed to screw piece of wood A into piece of wood B at a certain place, but instead I screwed piece of wood E into piece of wood B and did so at another place, then by the time I got to the end of the building project, nothing would be right. By way of analogy, if we set out to understand the nature of Melchizedek's and Jesus' priesthood without understanding the Levitical priesthood, then in the end our understanding would be all wrong. So that is why yesterday we spent time with the Levitical priesthood. And now we can go back to Psalm 110, verse 4, and pick up on a question we first asked last Friday. We are looking into four options for who was Melchizedek. Last week, we were seeking understanding in option number 3. And remember that lessons from this option as to the identity of Melchizedek will apply to option number 4 when we get to it. And what is option number 3? Here it is. Melchizedek was a real man and also a type of Jesus Christ. We defined what we mean by type, and then we asked, in what ways was Melchizedek a type of Christ? Or we can say, in what ways did Melchizedek picture, predict, or prefigure Christ? We said that first, Melchizedek is a type of Christ in that he was king and priest. Melchizedek was both king and priest, says Genesis 14:18. Jesus Christ is both king and priest, so says Psalm 110. And we talked about Psalm 110, and especially verse 4, which says that the Lord Jesus Christ will be, quote, a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. And this led us to ask, what is this order of Melchizedek? We are now ready to answer this question. When the psalmist David uses this phrase, the order of, he is speaking about lineage. We expect that Melchizedek is the first in a line of others who will follow after him, priests of the same office. Let me give you an example of this from the Aaronic or the Levitical priesthood. Remember, Aaron was the first priest in that line or in the order of priests. Over in Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 11, the writer of the Hebrews writes of the, quote, order of Aaron, the order of Aaron. And what he means is that a Levite who was a priest after Aaron is a priest according to the order of, or in the lineage of Aaron. He comes after Aaron. So in Psalm 110 verse 4, when David writes prophetically that Jesus Christ is a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek, he means that Jesus comes after Melchizedek. Jesus is in the Melchizedek line, lineage, and order. Jesus is priest according to the order of Melchizedek. And notice this, Jesus is not in the order of Aaron or the Levitical priesthood. He is not. Jesus comes in the order of Melchizedek, and Melchizedek preceded Aaron and the Levitical priests. In fact, the order of Melchizedek preceded the order of Aaron, the Levitical order, by 400 years. When we talked yesterday about the command God gave to Moses for Aaron and his descendants to be priests, the beginning of the Levitical priesthood, in Exodus chapter 28, that time was centuries after Melchizedek met Abram in Genesis chapter 14. Melchizedek was not a priest for Israel because the nation of Israel did not exist in Genesis 14. In fact, Abraham did not even have any children in Genesis 14. So the nation that would be multiplied from his loins did not exist. What does this tell us? It all leads to our second answer to our question. The question is, in what ways was Melchizedek a type of Christ? Last week we said that first, Melchizedek is a type of Christ in that he was king and priest. And now today we can say, second, Melchizedek is a type of Christ in that he was a priest superior to the Levitical priesthood. Friends, Melchizedek was no ordinary priest, and certainly Jesus Christ is no ordinary priest. They stand out in sharp contrast to the Levitical priests. In order to clearly see this similarity between Melchizedek and Jesus, we have to put them and their priesthoods in contrast to the Levitical priesthood, and that is what we will now do. If we did not know what the Levitical priesthood was, then how will we be able to say that the priesthoods of Melchizedek and Jesus Christ are superior to it or greater than? That's why we did what we did yesterday. We did not skip any steps in the directions, as it were. Going back to the analogy of my building project for the cat. Because Jesus is in the order of Melchizedek and not in the order of Aaron, Jesus is priest superior to, or greater than, the Levitical priests in at least six ways. And we will begin to look at each one next time. As we prepare to close for today, I want to get one other detail on your mind. Jesus Christ is the great high priest. Hear the words of Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. We have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. I will repeat this truth. Hebrews 4, verse 14. We believers have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. I told you Jesus was no ordinary priest. Jesus is the great high priest. He surpasses Aaron, and he surpasses even Melchizedek. Jesus alone is the great high priest. No priest can equal Christ. No priest can surpass Christ, not even Melchizedek. This is the truth of the very word of God. And if you follow Jesus Christ and believe in him by faith, you know he is your great high priest. Well, as I did for the cat, I have tried to do for you, and no offense comparing you to her. Skipping no steps, following all of God's instructions and directions, I have built the case that the priesthood of Christ is superior to and greater than Aaron's and the Levitical priesthood. You and your cat, join us tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.